Ladies and gentlemen, there were once three Irish country girls who had a dream. Then they woke up, ripped off their gym jams, showered, changed, put on their makeup, called a cab, and came straight here to the Pleasance Cabaret Bar. Please, would you put your hands in your pockets to pay for the taxi? And then put them together for Dean Newland!
Busy Newlas, busy show, no need for makeup. We're on the radio on a Tuesday at 6:30, 92 to 94 FM, or again 11:30 PM on a Wednesday. Whoa, 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 Wednesday.
That's Wednesday.
Newlas on the BBC. All the shows for free. They gave us no money. Isn't that gas?
Hello, it's great to be here in Scotland, the home of the Thistle, and thanks to our manager there for that all too pertinent introduction. We are indeed the Newlas. That's Newla.
Newla.
And Newla.
Hence the name, the Newlas. Hello, we're delighted to be here. And just looking around the audience, God, you look absolutely fantastic.
You look great.
How are you? Yeah. I think I might go in and talk to them.
Go on, go for it, Newla.
Who here is from Scotland? Anyone in from Scotland? Hello, how are you? Good. Are you enjoying the show?
Yes.
Good. It's just started. How do you know? I must say, you all look absolutely fantastic. And Newlas want to say fair play to you for the old devolution.
Yeah.
Until the cries of freedom off you in the streets. It's amazing.
Incredible.
You know, we saw this documentary, actually. It was about this fellow who was kind of giving you the devolution. He was kind of getting the English out. You know, he's going, go on, go away, you know, get out of it. Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. Anybody in from kind of out of town? Exotic?
Manchester.
Pardon?
Manchester.
I said exotic. No, you're absolutely all very welcome, and you all look gorgeous. You really do. You're glowing.
They look fantastic. Mm-hmm, really fantastic. Altogether. Yeah.
Newla, what's wrong with your nose?
Oh, well, I've just had it pierced. Do you like it? It's called a stout screw.
For flip's sake, Newla. I mean, I don't mean to be blunt, but you look like a cross between a pig with a ring through its nose and a similar pig with an even bigger ring through its nose. Does it not hurt, Newla?
Well, it does. Come to think of it, I'm in complete agony. Actually, I think I'll take it out. The relief. What a waste of money. £2.50 that cost me. Anyway, on with the thank yous. I'd like to thank the people of Edinburgh for putting on this festival for us. But you shouldn't have gone to so much trouble. We'd have been happy with the one venue, you know.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank also the local catering company for the traditional Scottish cuisine backstage. It's absolutely fabulous. I can't get enough of those chicken McNuggets. They're scrumptious.
Yeah. I'd like to thank Bonine, our holistic healer, who I consulted before the show. Thanks a million, Bonine. The paracetamols are working a treat.
I'd also like to thank JJ's record company. He's just given us a major 5-album record deal, which we're really excited about, because that's one each for the three of us, and there'll be two on sale after the gig.
And I'd just like to thank all those working in Edinburgh's red light district. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have been able to get all these fabulous red lights for the show.
They're beautiful, Seamus. And finally, I'd like to thank the BBC for the flowers, caviar and champagne poster. It looks great in the dressing room. Anyway, what's the news with you, Seamus? Have you any work coming up for us?
Work? Hang on, girls. You're being too hard on yourselves. This is the last show of the series and I want you to take a break. You should get away, catch some rays, have some of them umbrella drinks and come back bronzed and rested and ready for your next tour in 3 days.
Seamus.
Fantastic.
You're too good to us.
Where are we going, Seamus?
Well, it depends what you can afford. Here, I've got you some brochures. There you go.
This looks good. Push your way through Chu Cheng Kwang. Struggle through the seething hordes of this groaning hamlet, the most densely populated town in China. Brush shoulders involuntarily with everyone. Feel the ancient oriental thrill of claustrophobia in present-day Chu Cheng Kwang. Eat the local delicacy of trampled cat in the fascinating surrounds of a converted water torture chamber. All-in package deal, £899 sharing. Oh, my goodness, that is way out of our league.
She is. Well, hang on a second. What's this? Look at this one. 3-day tour of Liberace's bedroom. Experience the elaborate surroundings of the legend's boudoir. Touch the exact sheets he slept in. Run your fingers through his wigs whilst walking around in his slippers. The highlight of the 3 days is a 30-minute soak in his personal clawfoot bath and one use of his piano-shaped WC. Talc included. God, that sounds fantastic. Can we go on that?
Yeah. Nola, look at the price of it. There's no way. Here, what about this one? Be surprised by Sweden. See the actual fjords that make up the coastline of this safe and hygienic country. Sip coffee quietly and nibble our famous smorgasbord before walking along our well-designed roads. Keep your voice down as you marvel at your bill for the 4 beers you just drank. Refrain from obscene gestures as we invite you to take part in our daily cheese-rolling antics, hosted by the oldest woman in each village, Agnetha. Book now and be entered in our free draw for a pair of Hike Meister walking trousers.
Oh,
fantastic! Free pants! Oh, hang on, though. It's £3,000 off peak.
Oh, wait a minute. If I'm going to go to Sweden, I want to stay in a mountain. How much is on peak?
Oh, £6,000. Yeah, I know. Boo, indeed. It's £6,000, including oxygen. Oh, it's not fair, you know. It's years since I've been on a decent holiday. Last year was awful, you know. The food was terrible, the carpet was threadbare, the roof was falling to pieces. It was just squalid.
Yeah, well, you should have given me more notice before you came round.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'd kind of like to go somewhere exotic too, you know. I have to say, I'm sick of Lourdes. I went there last year. Oh, God, it was so disappointing, you know. The pool's really crowded and there were no decent sing-songs. Actually, at one point, this woman came into my room, you know. She was all dressed in white with a kind of a light behind her, you know. Yeah, looking for attention. And what's this? She says to me again, "Hey, Nola, 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 look at me, look at me, look at me. I've got the man, I've got the child, and I've still managed to hold on to my figure." Well, I said to her, "Mother of God, would you get out of my room?" That was it.
Well, don't worry, girls. We'll find you something. Do you know how many countries there are in the world? Roughly loads. And I've got contacts, so I can get brochures for all of them. But you're not on holiday yet. You have a show to do. And you's at home, you have a show to listen to. So sit up straight. You're tuned to the Newlers. Les Chanteuses Extraordinario, coming out of the radio. Much nicer to have them in your ears than wax anyway. So, don't touch that dial.
Aw, oh, thanks, Seamus.
You're very welcome. And listen, you know, I wouldn't normally ask, but seeing as it's the last show, I wonder could you do me a request? Could you sing that song about Sheila and the pancakes?
Well, to be honest, Seamus, it's too emotional, you know. It takes too much out of us. Leaves us completely deflated, like blow-up dolls that haven't been blown up properly, you know.
All right, fair enough. What about Curious, Curious Mirror, then?
Curious, Curious Mirror? I can't remember that. Did we write that?
How would it go now? Face to face with the face of the face I'm facing. I've fallen in love with myself and my heart is racing. I won't crack if you won't. You approach as I get nearer. Curious, Curious Mirror.
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
No.
All right, what about... the B-side of that was good. The song about your man Larkin, was it?
Actually, that's the one we're going to do anyway,
yeah,
Seamus.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, this song has been influenced by Enya. Do you know Enya? Yeah. Which is fantastic. Not many people know this about her, but she's actually battery-operated. We're very proud of her. And she comes from the sort of trad tradition in Ireland, and we're very influenced by that too. We often like to put on our woolly jumpers and share a keg of Guinness and just see what comes out of our heads. And we did that with this first number of the show that we're going to sing. We wrote this song last night, but we hope that it's still relevant today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a song about a man following the voice inside his head.
Or indeed, the many little voices inside his many little heads.
It's about someone following their beliefs, despite the consequences.
It's about 2.5 minutes long.
Lorcan,
the man who pushed the boats out to sea. Lorcan, you'll go down in history. You said it hurt you to see those boats tied against their will. So you went down with a hammer to the docks, and you broke off all the complicated locks. You set them free. Lorcan, I'm so proud of you. Yeah, Lorcan, we're so proud of you.
Those fishermen who shouted, we're going to kick your head in, they didn't see your point of view,
i.e. that the boats were crying out to sail away, sail away, sail away on their own and be free on the stormiest night of the year. Yeah, you're a man who knows no fear. And Lorcan, it doesn't matter that the village suffers now financially. It doesn't really matter that fishing was their biggest industry. And it won't really matter that it may take a lifetime to replace the fleet. 'Cause you're a good man, Lorcan. And the main thing is those boats run free. That's why I'm here, making homemade broth to bring you in your hideout in the hills. Yeah, in your hideout in the hills,
where you're working on your new plans
to set the tractors free. Yeah, Lorcan, set those tractors free. Jesus, yeah, diddly idle dum dee dee.
Thank you.
Oh, look at that. Facts.
Nuala, quick. Here we go. Dear Nuala's, page one, not including this one. I had just put my rubber gloves on to do the washing up when I heard you discussing your forthcoming holiday. I run a lovely B&B in Trebalgan. Please feel free for a relatively small charge to come and stay. My Scotch eggs are second to none, and they say there's nothing my homemade hot buttered muffins can't cure. Come and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of my communal TV room, while me and my family regale you with stories of what's on the channels we can't get here. That's lovely. We'd love to have you. There's a tea bag in the pot with your name on it. Love, Fergal Sharkey.
Oh, isn't that so nice of him? You know, I was reading about him in a Rock Icons Where Are They Now column. Apparently he makes all his own curtains too.
Oh, yeah. And I saw somewhere that he's pioneered a whole new way of hoovering.
Yeah. No, Enola, that was Iggy Pop.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Anyway, girls, I don't want to go to Trebalgan.
Why not? It sounds cheap.
Yeah, well, I used to be made go there as a kid, and I'm not joking, it's weird. The locals have only one eyebrow between them, you know?
Like Xantra Rhodes. Oh, yuck.
Hold it, girls. Stop right there.
Father Pat! It's Father Pat, our personal trainer. Shouldn't you be in Carlow in your pump and grind fitness centre?
Yeah, I should, and so should you if you're thinking of going on holidays and showing off the bodies I'm supposed to have created. I am not prepared to take responsibility for tabloid photographs of you on a beach with your FBS.
A what?
Your flabby bellies showing. I'm sorry, girls, but it's me that should be insulted. After all the work, I have to say I was shocked to hear how fat you sound on the radio. You've really let yourselves go, and I'm not having it. It's time for an emergency workout. We're dialing 999 because we've so little time. Remember what the Lord said, let there be less weight. Come on now, everybody, let's go. Come on, lash on those leotards and limber up now to fight the fat with Father Pat. Hit that button, Roisin. All right, let's start off with an easy one. And down, two, three, and genuflect, and swap those knees, and genuflect, and roll. Yes, feel the fervor. Okay. And next up, too fat to get through the doors of the confessional? You needn't be. Remember, it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than it is for a fat camel. You just unravel and squat. Two, three, four. Two, three, four. Down. Two, three, four. And breathe. Feel that burning. Come on, if Joan of Arc can handle it, so can you. And lift. and lift those eyebrows. Just threw in an easy one there to throw you. All right, that's it. And relax. Now, short and sweet. And remember, disciples, when you leave here, don't ruin it. Don't go and make fatted calves of yourselves. Just think of it this way. You've had your last supper.
Thanks, Father Pash.
Anyway, I better get back to Carlo. Come on, Roisin, rev up the copter. Let's go. I have an aerobic step mass in an hour.
Bye.
Bye. See you, Father Pash.
Oh, gosh, that was fantastic. I feel great. You know, I think I've lost half a stone.
Me too.
I think I've put it on.
Actually, the audience look very fit and toned.
They do indeed, don't they?
Yeah, they do, absolutely. Especially that man there in the front row.
Yes. This fella here. Is this the man you're looking at?
Yeah.
Do you work out in the gym?
All the time.
Actually, just for the listeners at home, can I just give them the sound of your biceps?
Oh, God,
that's firm, isn't it? And you, Mrs. Now, do you go to the gym?
I do, because I got a lovely coffee bar with pastries.
Now, here we have a woman after our own hair. Where are you from, actually?
London.
What are you doing now
to the show?
I'm going for coffee and pastries.
Great, we'll see you then. That's absolutely excellent. And I'm scanning the audience now to find the most fit-looking person.
Where are those triceps?
I found them here, Nuala.
Your man in the leotard here.
Yes, the man in the leotard here.
Your tights are gorgeous.
Mm. Now, what kind of workout routine would you have?
I get up very early in the morning.
Ooh.
Very long walk. Uh-huh. And have a cold shower.
Oh, do you indeed. Well, you'll be needing one now, I guess, because I'm standing so close to you. Well, that's fantastic. A very fit audience here. One final thing. Did you know that Scotland has the highest incidence of kind of heart disease and things to do with unfitness? So where's the Scottish people? You're Scottish, aren't you?
Yes.
And do you go to the gym?
No.
And you see now.
I like fish and chips, not...
There it is.
Fair play.
Well, thanks very much for sharing your fitness secrets with us.
That's absolutely brilliant. Actually, we need Father Pash there, and he's amazing. He's absolutely fantastic in our lives, isn't he?
He's great.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And we're very lucky to have Father Pash, you know, because everybody needs someone, you know. It reminds me of that song, People. People who need people. Are the luckiest people in the world.
Mm. Barbara Streisand.
Yeah. It's very true about needing people. I mean, especially in an emergency. You know.
Oh, you know, and everybody needs to know that there's somebody in the world who cares about them. Somebody who they know will always be knocking on the door, even if it is just your landlord looking for the rent, you know?
Yeah. I feel that way about Dimpna, my personal assistant. She is incredible. She's always there for me. Mm-hmm. She's back there now, backstage, preparing my foot spa for after the show. She's there at my beck and call. Before I even speak, that woman knows what I want. And all she asks in return is £750 a week, private health insurance, full pension, 6 weeks paid holiday a year, and her own personal assistant.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is incredible. And I have to say, all of you listeners out there over the airwaves, we need you. Thanks a bunch for turning us on.
Yeah. Thanks a million. You know, we couldn't have done this show without you. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Actually, Nuala, that's going a bit too far. We could have, because all you need is a couple of mics and a transmitter.
All right, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Anyway, on that subject of needing people, we're actually going to do a little jazz number for you now. For anyone who's following the Nuala's, since last week, we've actually done a 3-day workshop in improvisation. It was pretty intense, and I don't know if you can imagine what those diminished chords put us through, but they were hell, you know. Yeah. Anyway, we've got out the other side of it. And Nuala, if you want to do your own thing in this one, I'm happy to follow you, okay?
Coolaboola, Nuala.
Coolaboola yourself. Okay, this is a song about appreciation. It's called Appreciation.
Just chew me up there, sorry. Sorry, John on sound. Could I get a bit more on the recorder, please?
Through hell. It's good to see you walking through the door.
to God your bypass worked. I was sad you were gone, 'cause the grass is gosh awful, awful long. Do you still cost £3 an hour? Good to see you, very good to see you. Bring out my bins again, bins again. Watch your back, please, watch your back. That's my new hatchback you're backing into. I don't want a dustbin scratch. Skiddly rat, rat, rat. Mr. Jerkin, I'm late. When I'm gone, you can paint the gate. Then help yourself to a cup of tea. And please be careful not to die. I think goodbyes. No goodbyes. 'Cause a good odd job man is hard to come by.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. And now it's time for band advice.
Band advice.
This week we're talking about dealing with an audience.
Audiences
are essential. Never underestimate the importance of an audience.
An audience?
Seamus, stop it, will you? An audience can be the difference between a packed gig and an empty one. A band needs an audience like a tea towel needs a wet cup. But remember, you have to show them who's boss.
Yes, if the crowd is very rowdy, just remember, you're the one in control. You're the one holding the mic. So just swing it out in the direction of the troublemakers and give them a good wallop on the side of the head. That'll usually shut them up.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes punters fire things up at you when you're on the stage, you know. Always remember these missiles are meant as a compliment. For instance, Krista Bird's audience throws spam up at him, and God, he loves it.
One of the most important questions a band has to ask themselves is, should I jump off the stage and dive in on top of the audience? The answer is, it depends. Don't stage dive if, one, you're an opera singer.
Two, if it's an all-seated gig.
And three, if you think that the audience mightn't catch you. This happened to the Pope once in St. Peter's Square. It was terribly embarrassing and he really damaged his ecumenical helmet.
Well, that's all from band advice. And just remember, if you're any good at all, you'll fill that hall.
Band advice.
Okay, girls, your holiday problems are solved.
Oh, fantastic.
I just got a call from the man himself, Bono.
Oh.
He's been on the blower about yous getting involved in a huge charity project that he's very close to his heart. All the big names have agreed to do it. Sting, Cliff, Chaz, Dave. You name it.
Wow, it sounds massive. What's the charity?
It's to save the donkey on the Isle of Scree appeal.
Seamus, donkeys aren't endangered.
Well, this one is. You see, Bono was telling me about it. There's only one donkey on Scree, right? But the islanders have all got this congenital eye defect, which gives them multiple vision. So they think there's hundreds of donkeys trying to take over the gaff. Basically, in their eyes, that poor donkey has become an uncontrollable plague. And they're out to get it. Bono's in bits about it.
Right, yeah. So where does the holiday come in?
Well, this is the beauty of it, see. Bono once used to write a song, right? And go over to Scree and shoot a video with the donkey. And I've wangled it so that yous all pay for your own flights and accommodation, just like a holiday.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Happened for me newlies.
But, Seamus, I did a film with the donkey before and I didn't like it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, yeah. But don't worry, it'll be nothing like that.
Oh, okay, we'll do it then.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's great to have something to look forward to now that we've only one song left and that's it. Oh. Our BBC series is over. Oh. And over stop, because we do have some good news. Recently, Nuala signed a major cosmetics contract. You're going to be seeing her face on billboards all over Europe, because she's going to be the new face of IMAC. Woo! Thank you.
Well, seeing as it is our last number, it'd be nice to do a medley of all the hits that have influenced us over the years. These are songs that you know and love and will instantly recognise. So if anyone feels like clapping or dancing, please don't. It puts me off completely. 1, 2, 3, 4.
She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I'm your Venus. I'm your fire, your desire. Like a rhinestone cowboy. Getting cards and letters from people I don't even know. And offers coming over the phone. Jesus Christ, superstar. Oh, are you, who do you think you are? You drink your coffee. I make some tea. And we pump up the jam, pump it up, pump it up, pump up the jam, smack my bitch up. I should be so lucky, 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 lucky. I should be so lucky, and ooh, Miss Grace. The minute I saw your face, I knew that you were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. When I met 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, senses working overtime. You were always on my mind, you were always on my no, 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 there's no limit. You've got to, you've got to, you've got to pick a pocket or two.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, that's all from us. Thanks for having us in your homes for the last 6 weeks. We might help with washing up next time. Goodbye.
The Nuala's contain the Nuala's and Seamus. The writing was done by Sue Collins, Karen Egan, Angle D and Paul Toilag, with some more by Tom Jameson and Nev Fountain. The producing was done by Joe Clegg.